In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Have you heard the good news that McKellen versus Planned Parenthood, or whoever they reverse it, they won, McKellen won, Eleanor won, by the grace of God, because it protects the First Amendment, that we have the right to go and to preach and to counsel, and hallelujah, it's been won by the power of God. And who would have known in 2000, that Eleanor would be in the Supreme Court, and she would be, her lawyer would be testifying that there are no boundaries in Planned Parenthood, that we can counsel people, because if the boundaries are there, it's against the First Amendment. Isn't it wonderful that this has been done? Isn't it? And the vote was 9-0. They all voted for McKellen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm looking at Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Who is the will of the Father? This is the will of the Father, that everyone come to know Jesus Christ. This is the will of the Father, that we produce fruit, and we produce good fruit. Oh yes, this is the will of the Father. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done wonderful works in your name? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who do works of iniquity. Listen, our lives have to be blameless. We have to be surrendered unto Jesus Christ, who loves us, who gave his life for you and gave his life for me, who was buried and who rose from the dead. It is time for us to make a choice to give our life to Jesus Christ and produce good fruit, because a good tree produces good fruit. A corrupt tree produces evil fruit. What kind of fruit are you producing? We saw yesterday that Jesus cursed the fig tree and it died from the roots up. It died. We don't want Jesus to do anything but to bless us, that we're under the glory spout, under the power of the cross, under the power of his death and resurrection. We want to be under the power of the Holy Ghost, who wants to give us the gifts of the Spirit so that we can minister to people. You see, it's not complicated, but I'm going to tell you, many have gone before me, many will go after me. It's not an easy road. No, it's not easy. But we are on the way with him. Yep. It's not an easy road. If people say it's an easy road, I tell you, this is what Jesus said. Enter by the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. It is not an easy road. Non c'è rosa senza spina. That's Italian. There are no roses without thorns. And I tell you, the Lord protects us, but the Lord shows us that walking the narrow way is loving Jesus and loving people. As I said, the scripture tells us God is going to ask us on the last day, did you really give your life to Jesus, and did you learn how to love? Even your enemies, okay? Even your enemies. I will profess unto them that do not produce good fruit, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. Therefore, whoever hears these words of mine and these sayings of mine and does them. I liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. The rains came, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. We want to find our life. We want to found our life on Jesus Christ and on what he's taught us, that we must love and that we must produce good fruit and that we must bring people to himself. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded upon the rock. Hallelujah. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. We need to find our life built upon the rock and upon what he has taught us, that it's a narrow way, that we are to produce good fruit, that we are to live a surrendered life unto God. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house on sand. Listen, the rains came, the floods came, the winds blew and beat down that house, and it fell, and there was a great noise, a great fall. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his words, for Jesus taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I tell you, Jesus has authority, and he has given the authority now to the church. He said, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth. I'm looking at Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you've already received them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, the first thing you should be doing is forgive anyone that you have an ought against, that your Father also in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And it's our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We must live in forgiveness. You say, but I was abused as a little child. That is terrible. That is terrible, and you have to deal with it. But ultimately, you have to forgive the perpetrator, because you cannot have him or her holding you down for the rest of your life. You must forgive them by the grace of God. And how do I forgive them? I borrow the forgiveness of Jesus from the cross. You say, Lord Jesus crucified, I borrow your forgiveness so that I can forgive blank, whatever the name is, him or her. When you stand praying, forgive if you have ought against any, that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Forgiveness is divine. It comes from God. Forgiveness is divine, and it's a decision that I make. It's a decision that I make. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. They're looking for one way to get Jesus to say something that they could crucify him. And they said unto Jesus, by what authority do you do these things, these great miracles, these great deliverances? And who gave you this authority to do these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you a question, and you have to answer it. And then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or was it from men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, well, why then did you not believe him? But if you say of men, They feared the people, for all men counted John as a great prophet. And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answered unto them and said, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. I tell you, we want to walk in the light. We do not want to walk in the dusk. We want to state the truth. We want to state that we are following Jesus. We want to state that John's baptism was of God. We want to state that Jesus said that we have to build our house upon himself and upon his sayings. Oh yes, the church is built upon Christ, and yes, upon Peter. But Christ first, and Peter's profession, Thou art the living God, the Son of God, and upon Peter and upon his confession of faith. I tell you, we need to check ourselves to make sure if we are divided, if our hearts are divided, or we need to check ourselves to see that we are producing good fruit. We need to check ourselves to see, are we receiving the very love of God poured out through the Holy Spirit? We need to check ourselves. We need to check ourselves. And if we're not doing these things, we need to repent. We need to turn from the bad ways and go back to Jesus and say, Here I am. I come to do your will. Here I am. I come to do your will. Chapter 12 of Mark. And he began to speak unto them by parables. Here we go. Jesus spoke in parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it. And he dug a place for the wine vat and built a tower and let it out to a husbandman. And he went into a far country. So someone is going to lend his grapevine out to some people. And at the season he sent to the husbandman a servant, and he found and received from the husbandman of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him and beat him and sent him away. And again he sent unto them another servant. At him they cast stones and wounded him in the head and sent him away shamefully handled. This is exactly what Jesus is prophesying, that this is what the chief priests and the scribes and the leading men of Judaism are going to do to him. And again he sent another, and they killed him, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto the world, saying, They will reverence my son. Yeah, they'll reverence him all right. But those husbandmen said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him, and killed the son, and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandman, and will give the vineyard unto others. Oh, yes. We see that that's exactly what happened, that the Jewish people lost the vineyard. And it was given to the Gentiles. But God is not finished with Israel. You must know that. There will be a time when all of Israel will be saved. God is not finished with Israel. God is not finished with the Jewish people. You must know that. We are blessed by the Jewish people. Jesus, the Word of God says, Those who bless my people shall be blessed. We bless the house of Abraham. We bless the house of Jacob. We bless the house of Isaac. Hallelujah. We bless them. We bless them. Yes, the vineyard has been given to Gentiles for now, but that will not be forever, because God says that he will save all of Judaism. He will save all of Israel. This is real, and I'm telling you, this is real. That's why we cannot be proud. We cannot be proud. We must stick up for our Jewish brothers and sisters. Have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected, the Jews rejected, has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold of Jesus, but feared the people, for they knew he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way. Let me tell you, my friends, we need to be a sold-out people, a people sold out to Jesus Christ, a people sold out that we are filled with love. We need to be a sold-out people. We need to produce good fruit. We need to produce good fruit. God makes it very clear that a good tree bears good fruit and a bad tree bears rotten fruit. We have in Holy Rosary, in the back of the rectory, an apple tree. And oh, there are so many apples on it. But you know what? Every one of them will have holes in them by bugs because we don't spray the tree. It's not a good tree. Oh yes, it was so beautiful when the blossoms would be on them. It was so beautiful. But as the apples grow, because they are not sprayed, we're going to see that each apple is going to be invaded by bugs. We need to hear a good tree bears good fruit. And they sought to lay hold of Jesus, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. And they left Jesus and went their way. And they said unto Jesus, certain of the Pharisees and the Herodians, to catch him in his words. See, they're trying to always catch Jesus. But you're not going to catch Jesus. He's the Word, and he has full wisdom. What happens? And when they were come, they said unto him, Master, we know that you are true and care for no man, for you regard not people, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Oh, see, they're trying to catch Jesus. Shall we give or shall we not give? But Jesus, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, why do you tempt me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. And they brought it. And he said unto them, who is this image and superscription? And they said, Caesar. And Jesus answered them and said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. So what belongs to God? Everything. Everything we have belongs to God. Every gift the Lord's given us belongs to God. Our bodies belong to God. God made us in his image and after his likeness. We are to give everything to God. That's why the whole world needs to hear the word surrender. Surrender. Surrender unto the King. Surrender unto the King of glory. Surrender unto Jesus. How do I do it? I say, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. All the people I can't forgive. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. All my finances. I surrender all. Everyone. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Everything belongs to God. We owe him everything. Anything that we have has come from him. Anything good that we have has come from him. The only thing that doesn't come from him is our sinful nature. Oh no, he wants to redeem our sinful nature in the power of his blood, in the power of his cross. We give everything to Jesus. We surrender all to Jesus. He is the precious Savior. I surrender all. And then came unto him Sadducees. Now, Sadducees do not believe in the resurrection. And they asked Jesus, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leaves his wife behind him and leaves no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second did the same, and died, and left no seed. And the third likewise. And the whole seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died. Now in the resurrection, they don't believe in the resurrection. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be? Because there were seven who had her as their wife. And Jesus answered and said unto them, you do not know the scriptures, nor the power of God. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spoke unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. You greatly commit error. I am the Lord of the living. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were living with the Lord. They are more alive than people on the earth. Jesus is very clear about that. They were not dead, but they were alive and are alive. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind, and with your whole strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the scribe said unto him, well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all our heart, with all our understanding, with all our soul, with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves is more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that dared to ask Jesus any questions. I tell you, Jesus isn't going to be stiffed by the Pharisees or the Sadducees. Jesus is the wisdom of God. He is the Word of God. Nothing can separate Jesus from the Father, who is one. Nothing can separate Jesus from the Holy Spirit. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three divine persons. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We rejoice today, Lord, that McCullen has won, and that we can go to the abortion mills and there'll be no barrier. We rejoice today in the name of Jesus that you have held this victory for the unborn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit. It will be at Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass., between July 20th and July 26th. You may not be able to come all the time, but you can come for a day or two. You know what I'm saying? We are going to create an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit will be working, and that atmosphere is praise and worship. Oh, yes, this is so wonderful. God uses this very much. So many people are changed at the School of the Holy Spirit. People who love Jesus are changed because they see that there's more in store for them than what they have. There's more in store for me than what I have. And that more is more of Jesus. I want 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 more of the Holy Spirit. I want to live by faith. I want to live by faith. I want to live by faith. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.